Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The apparent names and addresses of the grand jury members that indicted former President Trump have been posted online. The info was found on a website. Nonpartisan research group Advanced Democracy spotted the postings and says that the names and supposed pictures of grand jurors have started to circulate on other social media sites. Also leaked from the Georgia District Attorney's Office is a video conversation between Trump and Roger Stone that MSNBC ran with last night. A southeastern Minnesota town will soon be without a police department. Starting August 24th, the entire police department of Goodhue will be no more. The police chief stepped down at a city council meeting on August 9th for another job over pay and recruiting concerns. The remaining officers resigned August 11th after hearing the chief quit. Goodhue is just over an hour's drive southeast from Minneapolis. Forget the pumpkin spice. It's already holiday season for many retailers.
Many big retailers are already rolling out string lights and Christmas trees. At Home Depot, holiday products, including 8-foot Santas and giant nutcrackers, launched online last week. And Costco has rolled out its artificial Christmas trees. According to Google, more than a quarter of Americans began shopping for the holidays in July. E-commerce platform Shopify says sales of ornaments last month were up over 25% compared to last year, and seasonal village sets and accessories up about 240%. I'm John Schaefer.
A federal appeals court is upholding parts of a decision limiting access to a widely used abortion pill. Judges on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals sided with the Texas judge and agreed FDA did not properly follow procedures when it gave access to the pill. The pill will not be available through the mail, but will remain on the market. USA News.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is being sued in Washington State over the way it allegedly treats pregnant employees.
The Washington Attorney General's office filed the lawsuit claiming the company refuses to give pregnant workers accommodations such as the ability to sit or rest and limit how much they lift or handle hazardous materials. At least 22 women have been affected so far, and the Attorney General's office says the actual number is likely higher. The AG is asking pregnant employees of O'Reilly's in Washington State who feel discriminated against to reach out. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A new poll suggests one presidential frontrunner is not being affected by his legal troubles.
The Quinnipiac poll reveals that despite legal issues, former President Trump remains a leading presidential contender.
But, you know, here we go. One of those terms. It's a lot of golf to play, a lot of time to go by, and 4 indictments. Yeah, we have to see how this is really going to play out, and whether the Georgia one might push some people over the edge.
According to pollster Tim Malloy, 54% believe Trump should face criminal charges, and 68% think felons should be barred from the presidency. Trump is now 39 points ahead of Governor Ron DeSantis. A potential Trump versus Biden election would be a toss-up.
I'm John Schaefer.
Younger people are being diagnosed with cancer more often than before. A study published in the journal JAMA between 2010 and 2019, there's been a substantial increase in the rates of gastrointestinal cancers. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. The New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor joins us now, James Herson. Hey, James, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you, Bill?
Well, all in all, optimistic. Daughter Yuna, as you know, lives in Maui and was in the midst of all that happened there. And by the grace of God, James, she made it out, and almost barely, by the hair on her chinny chin chin, as they say. But hearts are so heavy for all the Ohana and, you know, friends there in Maui that, that their lives have been turned upside down. I mean, over 100 people reported dead. I have pastor friends saying that it could be hundreds, Bill, before, the final count comes in. They've only maybe have been able to, search out maybe about 6-7%. So there's a lot of areas yet to be discovered, and something like 900 people, almost 1,000 people, are still missing, James.
Oh, no, it's I've looked at some videos. I mean, it looks like a war zone.
Exactly.
And the part of the reason the people are still missing is because they're having great difficulty identifying people, because people and houses and cars and have been just pulverized, reduced to nothing but ash. And
exactly.
But there's a scandal that we must talk about, because it's happening as we speak, and that is a failure on the part of our leaders to prioritize the needs of the American people. We saw it in East Palestine, Ohio. We see it all over the place. All they want to talk about is sending money to the Ukraine.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, this is the worst wildfire in at least 100 years. By the time it's done, it's going to be the worst in history. The president of the United States, ostensibly president, is at some beach in Delaware, and when asked about this fire, he refuses to comment. The former
He says no comment. What is that?
It's just reprehensible. And the former president, Barack Obama, who's supposed to be a favorite son of the state of Hawaii, is nowhere to be found. We don't have leaders addressing the issue. There seems to be, there's a lockdown going on the one road that goes in and out of the area affected, and information is not flowing out of there. The American people deserve to know why this happened, and this pat climate change rhetoric is insufficient. They're claiming it's hurricane winds. Well, that area, as you know, has gusts of winds all the time, and there was nothing. These were trade winds. They were not, Cat 4, Cat 3, Cat 5 winds. And so something is happening here that there almost appears to be, if it's not a cover-up, it's certainly a bizarre behavior on behalf of leaders. I mean, this should be something. Can you imagine if a Republican president had said no comment on one of the worst natural disasters in American history? We saw the way the press treated George W. Bush when he was president during Hurricane Katrina, and they turned that into a weapon against him. The press is no longer the press, obviously. They're at the complicit press that does whatever the ruling elite wants them to push, and essentially are scripted. And so something's wrong with the coverage. We're not getting the information. We're not getting explanations. It starts at the local level, and I'm sure your daughter knows that. All of the fail-safe mechanisms in Maui malfunctioned.
They didn't even sound the alarm. I mean, you know, which they use for tsunami, the tsunami warnings, which they every month to make sure it's working, they blast out the horns. And this time there was no warning. The other thing to your point, James, is that let's just go along with the idea that Hurricane Dora was coming in and winds were whipping up south of the islands, 145 miles an hour. The technology that we have today, you can see the bandwidth. OK, so where are these meteorologists and these people that are supposed to watch this? Because the other thing that you need to consider is humidity. And you know, drought levels, they had 3 years of drought there on all the islands. And then, and particularly here in Maui, this one area, this is a mountain, a hill area that is constantly on fire. James, I know, 3-4 times a year, fires will break out. It will cut off, roads to and from the airport. This is routine. The people of Maui are used to it. They know, okay, it's a fire. You know, the roads are blocked, so it's going to be 3-4 hour wait. So they cool their heels and make adjustments even to meet their planes. But, you know, regardless, still some planes are met. But it's just routine. But why they didn't see this in anticipation is beyond me. And so whether it was the lack of the alarm, the alert that should have went out, the other thing is they relied on social media, and they didn't even take into consideration that, you know, cell towers were down, phone connections were interrupted, I think, as of about, I think my daughter said about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, because that's when I was trying to get a hold of her and I couldn't get a hold of her. So here they are. They're using an instrument that's not working. That's like, people saying, okay, we're going to use windmills, but we have no wind to generate energy.
Right. We really have to see. You know, I live in a state that has wildfires. I live in California. And we know that 85 to 90% of the fires are human caused, meaning some arson or negligence. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how it is out there in Hawaii, but we have another problem in California that I've read some criticism in Hawaii, and that is that our forests are no longer managed properly.
Exactly.
They don't have control.
That's the same
burns.
Thing.
They drove same out thing. The lumber yep. industry, which was actually good for preventing fires. And this is so. If it's the same thing, these are things the American people deserve to know, and we have to have leaders that are interested and more interested than sending our tax money to Ukraine. You know, a lot more. So, I think that's it. But in the midst of all this, there's a video circulating, and it shows the Catholic Church. I assume it's the only one in the town over there in Maui.
Yeah, and Maria. Maria. Yeah, that's my church. When I'm there, that's where I go.
Oh, it's Our Lady of Victory in Hawaii. Mm. Is what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's Maria Lanakila Church in Lahaina right there. Everything else burned down around it.
Yeah, it's
that's untouched.
It's pretty miraculous. Although I don't believe they've been able to get inside it to make sure, you know, that there's not damage inside, but the outside appears to be unscathed in the rectory next door. And so
exactly that might, and they got a, that, and they got a school nearby as well. James, got to go to quick break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
America, Bill Martinez here. The New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst James Hurston continues with us. James, lots of miracles in the midst of all the human inefficiencies, the lack of leadership, a president that has no comment on this disaster. But, you know, that's consistent, whether we're talking Afghanistan, East Palestine, you know, but meanwhile, we'll just keep sending money to Ukraine, right?
Yeah, it's just horrible. But, you know, just to kind of switch the channel for a positive note, and that is that you know, companies, I work in the entertainment business, and companies in the entertainment business try to create phenomena. You know, they want to recreate Elvis Presley and the Beatles and Elton John and things like that, and they never can do it. I mean, they kind of did it with the Monkees, you know. They kind of do it with certain Disney acts like the Jonas Brothers and that kind of thing.
But it Millie Vanilli, right?
Oh, Julie, you know, sometimes these there's an artist that spontaneously and organically just all of a sudden comes out of nowhere, and now we have this phenomenon. His name is Oliver Anthony.
I'm so glad you're reporting on this. Exactly. What a cool story.
He lives on 90 acres. His family consists of three dogs. And so he's been writing tunes, but he recorded for the first time using a real microphone and a real camera. And he recorded this song that's like a blue-collar anthem, The Rich Men North of Richmond. And it's twangy, kind of a combination of bluegrass country and blues. And this song is the number one song in America. It's downloaded, last I looked on YouTube, it was downloaded, viewed, 9 million times. And the funny thing is, okay, it's number one on iTunes in America. And the song, Dethroned was Try That in a Small Town.
Try This in a Small Town, exactly. Jason Aldean.
And then so it's this is a real poll. This is what, because the reason his song is kind of gritty and gutsy, it opens with the words, I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for BS pay. And, of course, he uses the street term. And he's talking about the reality that all of us are dealing with the destructive policies that are coming down from the global level, dutifully carried forward by the Democrat Party. And, you know, he's taken on a whole host of these issues in the song, and it's kind of like what happened with artists like Merle Haggard and Bob Dylan and Joan Baez, Joni Mitchell.
But he's not supposed to be this smart. He didn't graduate from Yale or some Ivy League college, right? I mean, this is you know, by their estimation, is some country bumpkin with a guitar, and here you've got millions of people responding, and he has definitely struck a note and has a pulse on the culture, doesn't he?
That's right. Now, the most compelling line in this song, which number one song in America on iTunes, he says, quote, "Wish I could wake up and it not be true, but it is. It is." And then he says, "I'm living in the new world with an old soul." This is a young man, you know, he's a ginger with a red beard.
Exactly.
And I said he lives on 90 acres. He wants to farm. I don't think he's going to be able to now, because I think he's got a career. And I think, and by the way, John Rich, it's been confirmed, has reached out. And John Rich, a true veteran songwriter, producer, singer, been in the business. He was actually started out in a group called Lone Star. He's been around. He's conservative.
Right.
He wants to produce this guy, and the guy's all set. So I think he's got a career, and John will gear him toward country because that's where he probably fits the best today. But it's just gratifying because what we're seeing is that so many people feel the same way as Oliver does, as you do, as I do, and it's basic common sense. And it circles right back to Maui, because what kind of an insanity do we have when we are constantly being told that we have to send our tax money to Ukraine, and we've got real human suffering right here in America that needs help? It's insane. And so it doesn't It lacks common sense. It lacks any kind of sense. And that's why, you know, if we have legitimate elections coming up, there is hope. And for sure.
Amen. Well, and this is why the American people have to register to vote, vote, and protect the vote. Because the other side is not. It's not about a legitimate, you know, voting process. That is clear. They're against it. They will do nothing, you know, to protect the integrity. They will tell you with all this false narrative that they're so concerned, and they'll use words like, you know, suppressing the vote. The very things that they accuse the other side is the very thing that they're doing. That has been their modus operandi, you know, from day one. I mean, you know, starting with Hillary Clinton talking about Russian interference. Here she is.
That's right.
Here she's the one that started it. Joe Biden, quid pro quo in Ukraine. And then Trump makes a phone call. He does it. Trump makes a phone call. Trump gets accused and gets impeached for it. I mean, this is so insane. And I think that, what Oliver Anthony, the anthem that he's putting out there that people are rallying around is like, yes, you know, I am not an idiot. I am seeing my lying eyes. They're not lying to me. They're telling me the truth, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, we are being told by the media and our leaders not to believe what our senses perceive. And we are told that the truth is a lie and the lie is the truth, fulfilling biblical prophecy right before our eyes. And so when somebody sings, there's something so powerful about a song. Mm-hmm. But when a song speaks the truth, a suppressed truth, that's when an artist like this guy goes in a matter of days from being virtually unknown to having the number one song. He's going to have the number one song in the world.
Amazing.
And it's just a wonderful thing. So I have the song up on my website, jamesherson.com. I have an article that will be published probably today on newsmax.com on this guy, and basically talking about the themes that I've talked about here, that it's organic, it's spontaneous, it's grassroots. And all the great genres of America are those grassroots genres. We talk about blues.
Yeah.
And bluegrass.
The thing is about it, it's honest. It's raw. As you say, it's raw, it's true, and it's touching the hearts of men and women across this great nation of ours, of all colors. I mean, and that's the power of the truth. And it's undeniable. And even though the left is doing everything, Rolling Stones trying to malign it, others on the left are trying to malign it. But just like Jason Aldean's song, say what you want. You know, the truth always wins out.
Yeah, I mean, this is the fact that they are lined up. And it was, I think, the most outrageous that I saw was the Rolling Stone that had a headline, "Right-wing influencers just found their favorite new country song." And they called the song a passionate screed. They used the word
screed.
This guy's not a screeder. Yeah. And so it's irrational, but they actually react like that with hate against the truth.
Yeah.
You know, the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind, I think.
There it is. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Thank you, James. Great story. Appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
You're welcome.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com. Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. The apparent names and addresses of the grand jury members that indicted former President Trump have been posted online. Info was found on a website. Nonpartisan research group Advanced Democracy spotted the postings and says that the names and supposed pictures of grand jurors have started to circulate on other social media sites. Also leaked from the Georgia District Attorney's Office is a video conversation between Trump and Roger Stone that MSNBC ran with last night. A southeastern Minnesota town will soon be without a police department. Starting August 24th, the entire police department of Goodhue will be no more. The police chief stepped down at a city council meeting on August 9th for another job over pay and recruiting concerns. The remaining officers resigned August 11th after hearing the chief quit. Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Good day, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Time for DeRoy Murdoch, the Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm not bad, Bill. How about yourself?
Well, like you, I mean, so much going on, so many indictments flying around, all this crazy stuff. And, you know, President Trump says, come Monday, I'm going to lay out my case. I'm going to lay out the case and all this election fraud that was going on in Georgia. And I'm going to give you conclusive proof. We can't wait.
Yeah, this is great. I'm not sure what he's going to unveil. And I hope it's something that, you know, he's got whatever proof you can demonstrate. You know, one of the frustrations I have, and you, and I'm sure many of our listeners do, whenever the issue of vote fraud comes up, the left will say, oh, there's no evidence, no evidence. And then you say, well, how about these affidavits? How about these eyewitnesses?
Yeah.
How about these actual documents? They say, oh, no evidence. I mean, I don't know if we need to find a videotape of Joe Biden saying, you need to steal the election or I will kill you. I'll send my son Hunter to mow you down with a machine gun on camera. This year. Where's the evidence? So I'm not sure what, if anything, you ever can show these people to convince them that, A, vote fraud is real, B, it's very serious, C, it might have, in fact, stolen the 2020 election for the Democrats. I think at a bare minimum, we should be honest. Everybody, left, middle, and right, should be honest about looking at this. And maybe if it turns out, okay, it's a problem, maybe it wasn't sufficient, fine, but the left just dismisses this as it's a conspiracy theory. Well, you know, if you believe it's a conspiracy theory, take a look at the Heritage Foundation's website. They have a fantastic tally of vote fraud criminal convictions, not allegations or indictments, actual convictions. And I believe that number is somewhere around 1,100, 1,200 criminal convictions for election fraud. And so this is a serious problem, and I hope President Trump has some serious examples of this, and maybe that will begin to turn the tide on all this nonsense.
Well, like you said, DeRoy, evidence has been out there. The mainstream media, social media oligarchs, everybody has participated with this in much the same way as the Hunter Biden laptop. It's just Russian disinformation. They invalidate it. You can't talk about it. There's some networks that you go on, you know, they don't want to hear about it. They are convinced that the election was legitimate, and that's in the face of 62% of America, DeRoy, that says that they believe it's bogus. They believe that shenanigans took place, and we have not spent one dime, one iota of a dime of taxpayers' money to prove, you know, to prove anything different about the 2020 election. But boy, we sure spent a ton of money on January 6th, didn't we?
Absolutely correct. Yeah, we spent a lot of money on January 6th. There was, in fact, an election fraud commission that President Trump launched. He put Mike Pence in charge of it. He brought in an old friend of mine named Chris Kobach, who I believe at the moment is the Attorney General of Kansas. He was, before that, the I believe he was Secretary of State of Kansas, if I remember correctly. And they met for a little while, but they tried to get evidence. They tried to get voter rolls from around the country to compare the voter rolls with the number of people who voted and so on. And a lot of states didn't want to cooperate. So from what I understand, Mike Pence just threw his hands up in the air and said, okay, whatever, let's just drop this. The whole thing went away, which is kind of the Mike Pence turn the other cheek mentality. Right. You know, let's be nice rather than let's fight back, which is exactly the wrong approach we need in a president, particularly a conservative Republican president these days. And so we didn't get to the bottom of this as we should have. Look, even if you don't believe that people were stuffing the ballot box and dropping off trash bags full of ballots at 4:30 in the morning, we know for a fact, and I can show you the actual ads that ran for things like something called, I think it was called Voting in the Park or Ballots in the Park, something like this in Wisconsin, where they set up these areas where, like on a Saturday or Sunday in October, you could come in and bring your ballots, fill them out in the park, drop them off, and these people would pick them up and take them into the register of voters. Well, that sounds like a really nice public service. Well, guess what? Mm-hmm. It's against the law in Wisconsin. Wisconsin law says if you're a voter, you either can go to the polls and drop your ballot off at you know, on election day, or you can come in early, go to an early voting center, but you the voter, not your wife or your boyfriend or girlfriend or mistress or whatever, bring in the ballot. Now, you, the voter, need to drop your ballot off, period. Now, maybe that's a terrible law, maybe it's cruel, maybe it's racist, I don't know, but that's the law. And
exactly.
they if they want to change it, they need to change the law. So all those, hey, let's go vote in the park things were illegal, against the law, and gathering those ballots and dropping them off in chunks, in handfuls, was against the law. So there's vote fraud right there, and there are photographs of these events, there are ads for these events, so if nothing else, we know that fraud happened. And there are many other things that were done in the name of, oh, COVID emergency, that various states did, that were against the law, that were passed by judges, county commissioners, whatever, not by the state legislatures, which is the only way you can change these vote laws. And so
also against the law. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, against the Constitution. So we know, if nothing else, we know that many of those quote-unquote official actions that took place, in fact, were illegal. And whether or not you believe in, you know, out-of-state vans showing up at 5 a.m. when nobody's looking. So, yes, there was fraud, there were illegalities, there were things completely wrong and against the law in the 2020 election, whether the left wants to admit it or not, it happened, and they could, when they say it didn't, they are L-Y-I-N-G lying to the American people.
Exactly. And why would you coordinate a massive shutdown of critical swing states all at the same time? We're going to shut down counting. Every one of them. I mean, if you had one, okay, but six, DeRoy? I mean, what are you supposed to deduce from that? Like, all that's kosher? It's all legitimate?
Yeah, I remember very well. I was here in New York City. The New York Young Republicans Club was doing a election night watch party. And I was there with some friends, and we're all watching the turns coming in slowly but surely. And right about 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, all of a sudden we stopped seeing the results. We're looking at each other after like 10, 15 minutes. Hey, no updates. Usually every few minutes they give you a fresh batch of numbers from Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, whatever. And 11:15, no new numbers. 11:30, no new numbers. 11:45, and we're looking at each other like, what's going on here? And then simultaneously, all these states said, oh, we're tired. We're going home now. We're looking at you like, no, you don't go home. You count the ballots until you have a winner, and then you go home exhausted at, you know, 6, 7 in the morning. But that's what you
that's
do every
job.
4 years.
Right.
That's
exactly.
The job. And so, sorry, honey, if you're tired, have some more coffee and wake up. You know, you signed up for it, and this is how we've done it for years and years. But all of a sudden, oh, we're sleepy. We're going to go home and start the count again tomorrow. We're looking at you like, what on earth is going on here? Like you said, it wasn't just one state. It was 6 or 7 or 8 states pretty much simultaneously. What on earth was that? And then all of a sudden, you know, 5 in the morning, oh, look, all sudden, they call them ballot dumps. What's this with dumping ballots like garbage? Oh, look, ballot dump. Oh, look, there's a big spike for Biden. Oh, Biden's ahead. It looks like he's beaten Trump in one state after another. So that was, at a bare minimum, highly suspicious, if not outright illegal. And you're right, we've not spent one dime looking into this and trying to figure out what's going on here. And look, there may be totally innocent explanations for all of this, but let's at least investigate it and determine, yes, it looked funny, but it was really legit. Otherwise, what happens is the American public thinks that it's a rigged system, that the elections are cooked, and that sort of thing just, like Drano, corrodes confidence in our public institutions, which is not good for anybody.
Well, on top of that, you have a president who comes in, turns the economy on its head, and creates all kinds of pain for everybody, and that further questions his legitimacy, doesn't it?
I think it does. I mean, we had an economy that was thriving beautifully until COVID-19 came in and ruined everything. That's just what COVID did. But we had, up until then, the most expansive, robust economy in 50, 60 years. We had the lowest black, Hispanic, and Asian unemployment on record. We had the lowest female unemployment rate since the Eisenhower era. We had black poverty fall to its lowest point ever. I think the poverty rating overall was the lowest ever. We were not just energy independent, we've become energy dominant, the number one energy producer in the world in just a matter of a few years. We saw tremendous increases in productivity, innovation, workers getting promotions and raises, and so on and so on. And this was tremendous, and unfortunately, you know, Xi Jinping had other plans for us, and the beautiful coronavirus came out of Wuhan, China, and wrecked everything. But even after that, we saw the economy beginning to rebound towards the end of the Trump administration. I think when he left, inflation was 1.4%. I think that was the number. We're now at more than double that. Gas prices are $2.39 a gallon when Trump left. I think they're at about $3.80, $3.85 right now, and so on and so on. So, yeah, Joe Biden's come in and made a complete hash of everything he's touched, and I don't see anything getting any better as every day of the Biden era goes on.
Got to go to break. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the Apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, DeRoy Murdoch there, a Fox News contributor. Also, he is a contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, you also have written about the timeline of Ukrainian pay-to-play schemes that confirms Biden's corruption. Break that down.
Sure, absolutely. This is something that I wrote based on a fantastic timeline that was produced by the House Oversight Committee. And if you are like us and you're in the news, you might follow every jot and tittle of the Hunter Biden situation. But if you're a casual viewer, casual news consumer, it can be really hard to follow this phone call and that wire transfer and this meeting and this lunch and so on. But what the House Government Affairs, the House Oversight Committee has done is put together a fantastic online timeline where you can follow all these different scandals and you can click on, for example, what happened with Ukraine or what happened with China, what happened with Russia. Mm-hmm. And you can follow these things. And if you do that, and you see all of these data points lined up one next to the other, you can see how tightly these various actions are choreographed. And I think you can determine that, in fact, a lot of this stuff, these things were done as services for the Biden's clients. The most dramatic is the whole effort by Burisma, the Ukrainian energy company, to get a man named Viktor Shokin fired. Now, who is Viktor Shokin? Right. Viktor Shokin was the prosecutor who was investigating Burisma, which is the company on whose board Hunter Biden served and which was paying him about $1 million a year, and also his business, mm-hmm. business partner, Kevin right. Archer, $1 million a year to be on the board of that company. And as you go through this timeline, you see these flurries of activity where they get concerned about Viktor Shokin, and you see in very, very short order, Hunter gives a call to the White House, speaks with a man who is one of the aides to Biden. Next day, he meets with Biden. A couple days later, Biden says he's going to Ukraine. A few days after that, he's on a plane, and he goes to Ukraine and says, look, if you don't fire Viktor Shokin, we're going to withhold $1 billion in loan guarantees for Ukraine. And you got 6 hours to make that decision. And as Joe Biden famously said to the Council on Foreign Relations, the son of a bee, he got fired. Mm-hmm. And, of course, everyone right. laughs. Well, you know, he delivered for his clients, delivered for his son's clients. Mm-hmm. And from all we can gather, according to an FBI document, Burisma paid $5 million to Hunter Biden for that mm-hmm. wonderful service and $5 million to Joe Biden for that service.
Yeah. Did each of them get the $5 million before Joe Biden went to Ukraine? Or was it after?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I should check the timeline for the exact date. I don't remember the date on that.
I was just trying to think of, because I thought the predicate of all that was the 5 million. I mean, this is where the pay to play is and how you connect the dots and what Comer laid out here. And this is what, you know, the Democrats, oh, there's nothing there. You know, you just make so. Well, wait a minute. Follow the timeline here. They, mm-hmm. they give them money. I mean, first of all, they hire Hunter. Burisma hires Hunter,
right.
So they have access to Joe Biden. Joe Biden gets a call and said, hey, we got problems here in River City. So he has to respond because he's already got $5 million. Son got $5 million. He's on the board for Burisma. That's what Burisma paid for. And Joe Biden gives them, you know, you know, they've already got the quid. They got the quid. Now the pro or quo is Joe Biden executing on what he got and firing, you know, Shokin, as you said. So so I believe the money was before. So that's how you it becomes influencing peddling deal. I mean, and to me, you know, with the phone calls and the documentation, and this is documentation with the FBI, is it not?
Yes, that is an FBI form. And look, whether they got $5 million or they just got the money from Hunter being on the board, whichever the case is, you know, this is a lot of money, and this is either an incentive before the fact or a reward after the fact. Either way. Mm-hmm. So either way, whether it's a quid pro quo or quo pro quid, I'm not sure if that's correct Latin or not. But yeah, whether they got the money up front or they got money after the fact, it's still either $1 million a year for Hunter or $5 million for Hunter and $5 million for his dad, if the FBI document is correct. And that is a lot of money. And if that's the case, it is just full on foreign bribery. Period. If that's the case, Joe Biden needs to be impeached. He needs to be convicted by the Senate. He needs to be removed from office. If that means Kamala Harris is our president, then Kamala Harris is our president. We can't have presidents of the United States running around and collecting $5 million in foreign bribes without the ultimate repercussion for that illegality, which is being booted from office. Mm-hmm. And then I think it, in addition, being prosecuted and then thrown in jail. If it means he goes to jail as an 81 or 82-year-old man, so be it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing is, the broader concept here, DeRoy, is now we're mired in this Ukraine deal, and we're sending money to the degree, I think the last analysis is $900 per household is what we're paying into Ukraine. Is that crazy?
Yes, we're paying a ton of money into that country. At the same time, you've got, you know, I live in New York City. There are people walking around who live on the streets who need mental assistance. These are very often mentally ill and drug addicted people. Maybe we should take some of that money and offer it to these people to provide mental health services that can get their lives back in order. And then you look at, again, the tremendous allegations against Hunter and Joe Biden, the money they've taken, the 20 different shell companies that the Bidens have. According to the House Oversight Committee, 9 Bidens, Hunter and 8 others, received money from all these foreign deals. There's a lot of unusual stuff going on there. And then you compare that to this lovely indictment from Georgia, and there's so many things in here which are said to be illegal. I'll give you one example. It's Act 1. It's the first of 161 acts, I think it is, that are listed in this thing. Act 1, on or about the 4th day of November 2020, Donald J. Trump made a nationally televised speech falsely declaring victory in the 2020 presidential election. So the very first thing for which he's indicted is giving a speech to the nation. The President of the United States is not allowed to give a speech to the nation without being indicted. Excuse me? What? So this is, and I could go on. I mean, there are literally 97 pages of this nonsense. And people are indicted for leaving phone calls, reserving rooms for meetings. I mean, it's astonishing. And I recommend everybody just go online and look up Georgia indictment and just, you know, don't need to read every page. Just flip through this thing. And the things for which people are being brought in to this. One of them is Mark Meadows, the former chief of staff to Donald J. Trump, being indicted for setting up a meeting for President Trump to speak with the Speaker of the Pennsylvania House of Representatives, Brian Cutler. Mm-hmm. Really? So the President of the United States is not allowed to talk to the Speaker of the House of Pennsylvania, and the chief of staff should be on the way to jail because he set up that phone call? Really? That's against the law now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just astonishing. I mean, I just sit here with my jaw on the floor. I need to get a wire attached to my head so it keeps falling on the floor.
Exactly. Yeah, you and me and a majority of America is feeling the same way, that haven't taken the red pill and are blinded, by what's going on here. I mean, clearly, this is political persecution, prosecution. We've got a campaign for president underway, and they're doing everything they can to kneecap the leading candidate. I mean, this doesn't happen in America. It's not supposed to.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, and how about, here's an idea, here's a novel idea. Why do the Democrats just run against Donald J. Trump? Offer their ideas and say, here's why our vision's better, challenge his ideas, explain why his ideas are wrong, and have a presidential campaign where their candidate actually runs against the GOP candidate and explain why his ideas are better for America. How about that, as opposed to, hey, let's take the leading Republican running for the White House and throw him in jail. And let's get four different prosecutors to chase him around as if this was some kind of a fox hunt.
Well, they had a candidate in 2020 that did that, but he lied through his teeth. He lied about everything. You know, his own son's doing, all the other stuff, his shenanigans that he was doing, how he was captured by the communist Chinese, and now we're finding out all this stuff. And so you go, oh, wow, okay, so how many policies here that have injured, the everyday American, because Joe Biden and the Biden brand have gotten their share in cut, and the American people get bupkis.
Yeah, well, this is the huge tragedy, is that Biden got in by hook or crook, largely on the idea that, well, he's going to bring everything back to normal, unite the country, we would all get along, and that would be so because he's such a nice man. Well, guess what? We're at each other's throats. The country is as divided as I've ever seen it, largely along racial lines, but along other lines. Certainly the partisan tensions are like nothing I've seen, I guess, maybe since the Vietnam War, which is a little before my time. But, it's almost impossible to have a polite conversation with anybody about anything other than time of day and the weather without, people clawing each other's eyes out. And turns out Joe Biden's not such a nice guy. You know, it was 101 people dead in Maui now, in a place you spent time in Hawaii. And he was asked the other day, what do you have to say about the fires in Maui? And his response was, quote, no comment, unquote. Wow.
How callous.
He's supposed to be the nice guy who's going to make us all feel better and bring us together. No comment, he says, with, I think at the time, it was 96 people in Maui burned to death. Wow, what a nice guy.
And counting. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, why are we surprised? Look at his response with Afghanistan. Look at his response with the southern border and sex trafficking. He could care less, DeRoy. I mean, we have bought into this. I say half the country has bought into this narrative that has been PR'd by the mainstream press. Thank you very much. This is what you've done to this country, and what you're doing to us is by lifting this totally incompetent, addled individual to be the president of the United States. And look at what you've done, what damage you've done to we the people. You deserve low ratings. You deserve to be canceled yourself, in my humble opinion. 30 seconds left, DeRoy. I'm going to let you wrap it up. Go ahead.
I was sure. I'd say addled and cruel, and I'll just make a brief pitch for a great movie I saw a couple nights ago called Sound of Freedom, and this deals with child sex. We call it human trafficking, which sounds like a travel agency. It's really about child sex slavery, and we have slaves in this country. I'll use the word again, slave, S-L-A-V-E. We have slaves in America who are being brought across the border, and many of them are forced to engage in sex against their wishes.
Fox News contributor and contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch, has been with us. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.